Oh, without a doubt. It's getting closer to home now. You know, obviously I fought in Belfast the last time. I'm going back to the Oral Leisure Centre in Letterkenny, which I'm looking forward to, because the last night I had down there was a very good night. Fought a former world champion, Cesar Bazan. It was my first time down there, actually, so I enjoyed that night. I had a good night successfully in the ring, and I hope they're going to do another good night successful boxing, basically.
Crowd-wise and support-wise, I'm sure delighted to be back in Letterkenny as well. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd up from Dungiven for us.
Of course. Probably the only downside is it's a smaller arena than the King's Hall. And I know there'll be a big demand for tickets, you know, but again, hopefully everybody that wants to go gets and gets to see the fight. But again, if not, it'll be an RTE as well, so...
And tell me, your last defence was back in June, Giuseppe Lurie at the King's Hall, an 11th round knockout, but you spoke after that fight and you were pretty disappointed with your own performance.
Well, I'm a better boxer than that, basically. And then I fought probably his fight. I done his way and I finished it my way, basically, you know, but again, I fought his fight, which was a bit naive for me, you know. Again, I'm not overly experienced, but again, I've been boxing my whole life, so I've a good idea what to be at. I thought I probably could drag in a bit of a brawl that night, but at the end of the day, sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do on there, you know. And if it's not going the way you want it to go, you still have to pull out the result, and I got the result on it. I was ahead in points, but the fact the finish dramatically was the most important thing, you know.
And since that, and between now and October 2nd, where has Paul McCluskey to improve on his game?
I wouldn't say improve. I think I'm just basically going to go back to what I'm good at, and that's boxing. When I box the logs anybody, basically. So I think I'll go back. I think you're going to see that kind of Paul McCluskey that night.
And talk to me about the influence of John Breen. You're in, as the boy said there, in one of the top gyms in Europe. It must be a fantastic learning experience to be under such a watch as John Breen.
Well, again, I was there from day one. When I joined his gym, basically you had Eamon McGee, who was champion then, and Neil Sinclair was champion then. There was top fighters on there. Wayne Alexander was over fighting in John's gym. So I had the pleasure and the luxury of working with them boys day in, day out, and I learned loads off them. And John's gym, it's a hard gym. Everybody on there, you train hard, you work hard. Nobody gets no prima donna treatment. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So, it's probably one of, as you say, the best gyms about in Europe, probably.
And you said before you fought Giuseppe Lurie that you had to beat him before you would even think about a shot at a world title. You're now 21 professional fights unbeaten. I'm sure that's something that's pretty close on the horizon.
Definitely. I keep saying I don't think about it, but again, it's not back in my mind, obviously. As far as the rankings go, I'm well ranked now, so I'm too. But that means nothing unless I go and do a job here 6 weeks' time. Every fight, as John says, is my world title fight. You lose, then basically it disappears, you know. So I have to just stay focused. Stay relaxed. I'm going to do a job in Barry Morrison.
And talk to me about your opponent for October 2nd, Barry Morrison.
Barry's a tough fighter. I've seen him fight. I've seen him win the bloody title. I've seen him defend it, and I've seen him fight a few times since then. You know, he's got a good record. He's a hard man. He's an aggressive kind of fighter. So I can't expect him to come on to me. I don't know. I think that'll be his plan, but you never know. He's solid. He's experienced, and I have to be on my game to beat him.
And the bill itself, overall, it's a fantastic bill. It makes for a great night in Letterkenny.
Of course, you've got all the top talent around the country there. You've Andy Murray, there's a few Cubans over here now that are boxing, and then you've the rest of Irish talent, young Megan McLaughlin from Carndonagh there, you know what I mean? So he's up in her gym now too, working hard himself, so it's going to be a good night.